This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So the CDC is going to launch a new service to forecast infectious diseases. Meaning, it looks like what they want to do is try to be one step ahead so we aren't caught with our pants down like we were with COVID. Which leaves a lot of questions as to how the hell that happened, especially if we were funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So how did we not know that they were working on a virus and they didn't have good protocols to, you know, prevent it from leaking or whatever the heck happened. So according to Fox News, the CDC has launched a service to forecast infectious diseases and future pandemics. Now, I thought they were already doing that. I hope this doesn't mean we have to give them more money, but I guess they are going to have to get more money. It's called the Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics, CFA. It was created last summer with the goal to advance the use of forecasting and outbreak analytics in public health decision-making. This is according to the initial press release. The CFA's work aims to ultimately improve the response to future outbreaks. Now, is this because the World Health Organization's not doing their job? I'm a little confused. Don't we have tons of agencies that are supposed to be doing this? This is 2022. Or 2020 flipping two. How do I say that with the flip in there? I mean, come on. They said the new center will meet a longstanding need for a national focal point to analyze data and forecast the trajectory of pandemics with the express goal of informing and approving decisions with the best available evidence. This is according to Mark Lipschitz, the team's director for science. The team's key members include Lipschitz, Senior Scientist Rebecca Kahn, Deputy Director Allison Kelly, Operations Director Dylan George, and Associate Director Caitlin Rivers. They say its three key focuses are establishing forecasting and prediction abilities to enhance proper real-time decision-making, expanding data-sharing capabilities with software, application programming interfaces, communicating forecasts with government, businesses, and nonprofits, to ensure effective decision-making. I think that's wonderful. It's just, why hasn't this been done already? Why wasn't this done, when we had Zika, when we had Ebola? So they say, according to CDC Director Michelle Walensky, this is an amazing opportunity for CDC and public health as we stand up the country's first government-wide public health forecasting center. The White House will be hosting a formal launch for the center on Tuesday. Now, the CFA will be granted $200 million in initial funding. This comes from the 2021 Coronavirus Relief Package, according to the Associated Press. The center, which will be based out of CDC, has awarded $21 million to various academic institutions to develop modeling and forecasting means. So many of us have been using that model from, I believe it was Washington State University, where it showed what was happening with ICU beds and trajectories, if we didn't wear masks, if we didn't vaccinate, if we did vaccinate, what was going to happen. And I found that tool fascinating. And I found that tool very helpful. But it was private. It was not necessarily it was public, but, I mean, this wasn't done by the government. I know some people are like, well, do we really want the government involved? Can they skew things? Can they, you know, change things to their narrative? I hope not. I mean, I really hope from a medical standpoint they be as honest as possible. You know, and I think they can't have that objectivity. I mean, the CDC has been open about the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and some of the side effects and what's been reported. Many of us think the numbers might be low, but you know, at least they have it. At least they have some data for us to look at. But, you know, where we stand is we will never beat nature. Nature is always going to be smarter than us. And it's because nature has only one job, to propagate and to evolve. We have other jobs. Well, we want to try to get sex, you know, we want to try to make money, we want to plan our vacation. Nature doesn't do that. Viruses, bacteria, they don't need to go on a vacation. They don't need, you know, all they need to do is find hosts or divide and thrive. That's all they need to do. So while you and I are talking about what we want to do for the summer, they've already, they'll propagate it. So nature will find a way. And if it's the perfect storm, there will be another pandemic. Now, on top of that, there might be choices that humans are making that might accelerate it. There might be a lab leak. There might be a dumping of genetically engineered mosquitoes. And I know there's a lot of people concerned that there might be something that Zika might have been related to that. I don't know. I can't say for sure. I can't confirm it. But, whether nature comes up with it or humans come up with it, you can sure bet there's going to be one pandemic or another. And we make the mistake of thinking, oh, we have all the medicines and all the tools and we don't need pharmaceutical companies. And we don't. We do. We do need pharmaceutical companies. I haven't heard Bernie Sanders bash pharmaceutical companies since COVID. Now, maybe it's because I'm not listening to him, but all that anti-pharmaceutical company talk we haven't had since COVID. Well, now people are saying, well, now pharmaceutical companies want to just make money with their vaccines. But still, I mean, if you know, anybody who has been, you know, encouraging the vaccine has been relieved that you have Pfizer, you have Johnson & Johnson, you have Moderna, you know, making medications, you have Merck, who's also made a medication, you know, and so it's the molnupiravir. We have Pfizer with the Paxlovid. So we do need pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, hopefully the government does this right. Again, it should have been done the whole time, but look, you know, better late than never. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Sorry. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so very sad case of the 14-year-old boy, Tyre Sampson, who was on an amusement park ride in Florida when he fell off and was almost thrown off because the ride was, what, 3-4 G's? It was coming down, obviously, super fast, 75 miles an hour, I believe, and then he fell to his death. And so there's been multiple sort of theories as to what happened. And when I had looked at the pictures and I had seen that his harness wasn't completely over him, the first thing I thought of is one of the crew people might have tried to force it, say, all right, he's good enough. He's good. We got it to click, or we got it to work. He's good, go. Or they were too busy flirting with everybody that they didn't, you know, go around and check. And you are supposed to check everybody. Whenever you're on these rides, you're supposed to go around. Well, these rides are also they have, you know, some safety measures in case humans are not doing their job. And there's supposed to be safety sensors. Well, we're being told now that the safety sensor might have been overridden on his particular seat, such that when it didn't fit, maybe again they forced it down and said, we got it to click, we got it to, you know, hit that sensor, the ride still went. Unless they manually adjusted the sensor. Either way, the ride is not supposed to go if anybody is not in their seat firmly fastened, firmly protected. There was no belt. There was not something that went between the legs. It was that over harness, which a lot of rides sadly do. And then there's this little sort of mound in between your legs that is supposed to, I guess, be some sort of protection. I guess maybe from the aerodynamics, it's supposed to prevent you from going over. It didn't stop him. He was able to go over. So now we're starting to look at some real gross negligence at the Icon Amusement Park in Florida. So they said the 14-year-old boy who fell to his death from a 430-foot ride in a theme park was sitting in a seat where the sensors had been manually adjusted. As we remember, Tyre Sampson was from St. Louis, Missouri. He was a football player, was with his buddies. We were told that he was banned from being on a couple other rides because of his weight. I think he was over 350 pounds. Most rides, they max at about 275. This one ride, I think, max at 288. But he was sitting there, and in the pictures, you see that he's a muscular guy. He's a big guy, but you see the handles or the brace not fit over him like it did with his friends. And you just see him sitting there waiting for the ride. He's a 14-year-old kid. Of course, he's excited about the ride. And sadly, he plummeted to his death. This happened on March 24th. Investigators say that the safety sensors had been manually modified. Forensic engineers said Sampson had slid out of the harness feet first, sliding over that seat horn that sat between his legs. Now, the gap between the harness and that top of the seat horn is only supposed to be about 3 inches. It was about 6-7 inches. So that was enough for his force, his body, to push through and then the harness go up and him slide over that horn. They say state-of-the-art sensor monitoring on the three-month-old ride, they said would have detected and would have stopped and not allowed the ride to go on. And operators would have also been notified. So they say they modified it. So not sure who did that, why it happened, but that's what they were able to figure out. They looked at the sensor. This is what forensics are doing. Representative Geraldine Thompson said the adjustments were presumably to allow for larger riders, which should not have happened based on the manufacturer's guidelines. Sampson, the boy, was 6'5", 340 pounds. According to his father, Yarnell, the operation manual said max weight is 286 pounds. They say the engineers did not address the question of whether he should have been allowed on the roller coaster. The investigators did find the ride did not experience a mechanical or electrical failure. The harness was still in a down and locked position when the ride stopped. But they said the settings were manually overridden. They say the cause of the subject accident was that tire was not properly secured in the seat, primarily due to misadjustment of the harness proximity sensor. The misadjustment of the sensor allowed both safety lights to illuminate, improperly satisfying the ride's electronic safety mechanisms and allowing the ride to commence even though the ride was unsafe. So this is horrible. This is a tragedy that should have never happened. And I've seen people who work at these parks force it. I've seen them go, let's get it down. We got this. Trust me, you're going to get on this ride. We'll get this. And sadly, this tragedy had to happen, but I hope it now teaches all these amusement parks, you don't try to just make something work. We also have to not be so afraid to, you know, talk to somebody about, refusing service. I know this is tough. With everything going on, with people being accused of fat shaming and racism and all that, and I know everybody's worried about lawsuits, so the customer's always right. Nobody wants to mess with any. This boy's life was in this staff's hands, and they made a poor judgment call. And rather than saying he was too big for the ride, it sounds to me like they forced it to happen. They said, you will make this work. And I think we in society need to really reevaluate what we're going to do, because most likely the park's getting sued. In fact, the family has even suggested they're going to be looking at legal action. So, you know, on one end, nobody wants to fat shame. Nobody wants to say, sorry, you're too big. Sorry, you know, we can't let you on the ride. Nobody wants to be accused of being discriminatory and get sued. But if somebody dies, now you have a death on your hands. And this was a 14-year-old boy. And I get nobody wanted to crush his feelings. Nobody wanted to, but the ride wasn't big enough for him. And he shouldn't have died. In fact, this is so heartbreaking. His friend said that he felt the looseness. And as he was going up on the ride, he told his friends, tell my parents I love them if anything happens to me. This is just so crushing. And I've been on these rides personally, and I love roller coasters, and I love Six Flags, but honestly, I think it is not the most strategic thing for a human to be up in the air, relying on plastic and metal, and now crew who might even be stoned, I don't know, to have your life in their hands. I don't think it's worth it. And I'm probably never going up on one of those. I know my kids are like, oh, I can't wait because I think Vegas is going to get a Six Flags. But I got to tell you, man, I mean, these rides, you are suspended. You are hanging, you know, upside down, hundreds of feet in the air. And it's exhilarating. It is scarier than hell. I was never more scared in my life than I was, you know, in even worse than labor. I was more scared on those rides. But weight is important and height requirements. You know, we talked about how I looked at a whole bunch of different amusement parks, and many of them did not have weight. Disney World and Disneyland, they had height requirements, but there weren't weight requirements. And you know, I mean, Disney, there's a lot of people that go to Disney that are overweight, and if there's some of these rides, it could be dangerous. They do have a free fall ride, but you are kind of indoors. That's that Guardians of the Galaxy. It used to be the Twilight Zone ride, you know. But again, I mean, the straps have to fit. It's heartbreaking. So for those of you that are maybe, you know, not of ideal weight, please check the park's limits, weight limits. If there's a ride you want to go on, check that. Rule of thumb, if you can't, now Holiday World and Splash and Safari, they allow 300-pound people, 340-pound people on some of their rides, but many of the rides have a limit of about 265 to 285 pounds. So, you know, if at all, and weigh yourself. A lot of people don't weigh themselves. They're like, oh, I'm still 120 from high school. No, you're not 120. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukraine crisis is on the front burner as President Biden holds a call at the White House with allies. This as Ukrainian Member of Parliament and political leader Kira Ryduk is blaming Russia for trapping unarmed Ukrainian citizens in Mariupol.
And every single time we are trying to get people out, Russian forces are firing at them.
She says people are being forced to die in basements and dying of hunger and dehydration. Big changes here for airline travelers Tuesday. More airlines are immediately dropping their mask mandates after a federal judge killed the CDC's mask rules Monday. For the first time in 2 years, passengers started boarding flights late last night without masks, and today is the first full day without the rule. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine is taking steps to join the EU.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The annual anniversary remembrance ceremony for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing is held to remember the 168 people killed in the terror attack. Oklahoma City's Mayor David Holt says the bombing is a reminder of the dangers of dehumanization.
When you see your fellow human beings as Republicans or Democrats, not as fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, then you have begun the process of dehumanization.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter
at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show.
So, I love moderation. I love not allowing the pendulum to swing. But we do that. We all do that. You know? We're in a relationship. We get dumped. We're like, you know what? I'm done. I am so done. I am never going out there again. And then you isolate. And then you slowly go back in. And then you're like, all right, you know, I didn't have to go all the way into isolation. You know, same thing with COVID. COVID comes out. Let's just lock everything. Let's just lock everything. And then, okay, well, we can open up. And then, you know, the pendulum swings the other way. I think moderation. You know, you don't have to do strict mandates. You don't have to, we could use some common sense, and slow and steady wins the race. These sprints we do. Sadly, we either tire out or we cause unintended consequences. And so a big thing that's affecting the midterms is crime. And crime has been going up in multiple cities so deadly that it's mass shootings, just random attacks. I think I heard a 15-year-old girl just got stabbed to death. I mean, the crime is affecting just, people of all ages, people of all races, all over. And property crime rates as well, violent crime. So murder rates, still high, rapes. So this is going to be an issue that is going to, sadly be borne onto the Democrats. And politics is an art. I'm not a politician. I don't think I ever want to be. But, the Democrats and Republicans know how to kind of say things to make it look like one party is anti versus the other. People try to make the Republicans look anti-gay. And, the bill that in Florida that talks about, young children, we're not going to bring up sex ed in young children. In young children's grades. Those could be brought up later. Doesn't say anything about not discussing homosexuality, heterosexuality. But Republicans are being stereotyped as the anti-gay party. Just like Democrats are being stereotyped as the pro-crime. They wanted to fund the police, and so they want there to be crime. No. We have to stop it with the stereotypes. But sadly, you have outspoken individuals that will be extremes on either party, and the media will jump on that, saying, you see, this is why we have this issue. And usually the issue is multifactorial. Well, one headline that is circulating now is how an expert has blamed Black Lives Matter for 32% spike in murders of African Americans. And that since the Black Lives Matter movement and the George Floyd killing, there has been a surge in deaths of African Americans, meaning it didn't help but hurt. And or the aftermath of the protests and the defunding the police. And again, this is obviously something, debatable. But sadly, as our crime has gone up, it has been targeting multiple demographics, including Black Americans. According to Daily Mail, they say the number of Black Americans murdered in 2020 jumped by 32%. The FBI's Uniform Crime Report says killings across racial demographics have swelled by 30% between 2019 and 2020, the largest increase since 1905, and Blacks have borne the larger impact of that deadly trend. They say in 2020, 9,900 African Americans met their death at the hand of another human being. That rose from 7,400 the year before, which is an increase of 2,400 murders. Murders of whites jumped 21% from 2019 to 2020. They went from 5,700 to 7,043. Hannah Meyer from the Manhattan Institute said widespread defund the police messaging further worsened the murder rate among Black people. She believes that the widespread ideology combined with real cuts to multiple police departments prompted cops to withdraw from policing areas with high crime where lives could have been potentially saved. She said that the COVID pandemic could not be blamed for the spike and attributed directly to the crime wave that followed in the wake of George Floyd's death. In that year that the pandemic began, 7,000 white people were murdered, but Black deaths still outpaced white deaths by nearly 3,000 that year. She said, or according to the Census Bureau, considering whites make up 76% of the U.S. population compared to 13% Black population, the trend is even more troubling. When they broke it down over 50 states, the data showed that those areas with the lowest Black populations, like Montana and South Dakota, saw the numbers of murders climb more than 80%. Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, California, murder rates all jumped at least 36% between 2019 and 2020. New York homicides jumped 47%. They said this trend has been consistent over the years. In the 10-year period between 2010 and 2019, There were 5,900 whites killed each year on average, 16% fewer than the number of black victims. They say there was an average of 6,900 black Americans killed each year during that decade, roughly 1,000 more blacks each year. In total, 43% more blacks were killed than whites over the 10-year time span. So this is a problem. Hannah Myers, the director of policing and public safety at Manhattan Institute, she worked for NYPD's Intelligence Bureau for 5 years, believed that the bloody trend was spurred on by the Black Lives Matter protests that began after the deaths of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, Freddie Gray in Baltimore, Maryland at the hands of the police. And then George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, Minnesota by Officer Derek Chauvin accelerated the problem. So this is just horrifying to see that we cannot in 2022 get a grip on crime. But the one a theme that has persisted has been, look, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want my life at risk. I don't want, you know, we're going to do our job. We're going to protect the city. But, you know, you guys want to police yourself? Chaz, you have Chaz. Or CHOP. You have your city. I mean, that later got closed down. But there are, I think, a lot of areas that the police won't go to. There's been videos of things happening and police standing off to the side, not getting involved. And the last thing an officer wants to do right now is get involved in a officer-involved shooting where somebody dies and then their life is over. And, you know, you have cops, you know, questioning, do we have to do traffic stops anymore? Look at that one traffic stop, I forget the name of the female cop, where the man started resisting arrest. They couldn't get the cuffs on him. He runs away, gets into his car. She yells, taser, taser, but instead it was a gun, and she kills him. You know, the resisting arrest, maybe lack of training. I mean, with George Floyd, how did four cops not be able to keep him in the cop car? You see George Floyd kick himself out of the cop car, saying he can't breathe. He was scared. Then Derek Chauvin restrains him in a horrible way. I can't even imagine what George Floyd must have gone through. But until paramedics arrived, and by then George Floyd had already was asphyxiated. But again, how could four cops not subdue or restrain George Floyd properly in the cop car? He was in the back of the cop car. What happened? How was he able to kick himself out? The doors were open still. Maybe there's a training issue that we're missing. But sadly, these things are plaguing multiple communities. And, you know, cops have to have... I mean, cops are doing so much. They're already overwhelmed. They're understaffed, underpaid. Now people want to defund them even more. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So MSN is reporting that President Joe Biden's administration wants to rescind a rule that was devised under President Donald Trump's administration that allowed health care providers like doctors and nurses to avoid performing abortions or other medical services on religious or moral grounds. This is being also reported by Politico. So this is going to sound like a triple negative. So basically, in 2018, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services unveiled what it's called the conscience rule. And the conscience rule was supposed to allow, if a doctor didn't want to perform an abortion because he felt he was killing a baby, you know, or a fetus, he didn't have to. If a doctor was against birth control, wouldn't have to write birth control. And this rule would have prevented hospitals and clinics and universities and other healthcare or institutions from forcing them against their conscience and to punish them for carrying out procedures that went against their religion. Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary said the rule fulfilled its promise to promote and protect the fundamental and unalienable rights of conscience and religious liberties. The rule never took effect, I don't believe, because of litigation. They say states, including California, New York, and abortion providers filed suit to challenge it. Then a federal court blocked the measure in 2019. But the rule is still there. So Politico said that the current HHS would act to rescind the rule as soon as the end of this month. Now, HHS has not apparently responded to Politico or MSM for comment. But some states and municipalities argued that the rule could undermine their ability to provide effective health care and upend their efforts to accommodate workers' beliefs. Critics also have said the rule could deprive gay, transgender, and other patients of needed health care because some providers citing religious beliefs might deem them less worthy of treatment. Biden promised during his 2020 election campaign to reverse many of the measures restricting reproductive rights introduced or backed by Trump. Republican-governed states have passed a series of laws in recent years restricting abortion rights, and the U.S. Supreme Court is due to rule by the end of June in a case of Mississippi that gives I doubt they're going to overrule Roe v. Wade, but Roe v. Wade could be in jeopardy if the Supreme Court rules in favor of fetus rights. So here's the thing. This is very, very difficult and challenging for a doctor. So things were simpler when I went to school, right? I remember in medical school there was this tract where people could learn how to perform an abortion, and nobody wanted to sign up. And I remember the doctor saying, look, somebody's got to learn how to do them. And you know, even though the majority of people in my class were pro-choice, they didn't want to perform an abortion. They didn't want to learn. So if a doctor didn't learn the procedure, they don't have to do it. And in medicine, if you don't feel comfortable, not from a religious standpoint, but from a knowledge standpoint, if you don't feel comfortable, you have got to, by law, get somebody else who does. So if I, let's say, am having trouble managing somebody's insulin, maybe they're non-compliant, you know, maybe they're just, you know, a brittle diabetic where we, you know, just very resistant to insulin. It is my duty to get somebody who can help them, get a diabetic specialist. Somebody wants an abortion, and I haven't been trained, I can't perform it. I have to recommend or refer them to somebody who might be able to get them in with somebody who could do it. Now, for some people, that would still be against their religious beliefs, that they are helping that process along where that fetus gets killed. So it is very challenging. And there are some doctors that say, I can't help you. We just don't do that here. I'm sorry. You know, go through your insurance company. And there are others going, look, let me refer you to OB-GYN. Many of the gynecologists either perform them or know somebody who do. And so there's varying options. Now, when you're in a small town and there's hardly any options, yes, that I could see why the Biden administration is like, look, we need to know that we need to make sure we have doctors that can do this. I'm telling you right now, I don't think we're going to have a dearth of doctors who do transitioning, because I think it is one of the most rapidly expanding fields now in medicine. Where you have, I wonder if there is going to be fellowships, I need to double check, where people who want to transition in terms of hormones and things like that, and even surgeries, there's going to be physicians that do that. But yeah, 30, 40 years ago, very few doctors managed that. And there were only certain ones people could go to. So there is going to be this push from one administration or another to increase access to things that a lot of doctors might not be able to do or might not want to do. You know, I'm a family doctor. So I've been trained in OB and pediatrics and geriatrics and diabetes and high cholesterol and dermatology. But my comfort level only goes so far. I have no problem removing a melanoma, but I would prefer a surgeon be involved, a dermatologist be involved, because we need to make sure that didn't spread to lymph nodes. Now, I mean, there's squamous cell carcinomas, but am I comfortable doing Mohs surgery? So there's a lot of things. Vasectomy. I've done vasectomies. Do I do them enough where I could do them myself? No. I would refer them out. And you have to. That's your ethical duty. But the question comes up, what if a doctor just doesn't want to? What if a doctor is against birth control? They're Catholic. They're against birth control. Well, most doctors would probably not go into that field then. So if somebody, you know, if somebody was against birth control and somebody being on birth control, they probably wouldn't be OB-GYN. Because it would be very difficult to practice because you manage that. Now, you might be a laborist. They might go, look, I just want to deliver babies. I don't want to manage, you know, contraception, but I'll deliver babies. But then what they'll do is they'll find a field that they're comfortable in. But, you know, but it is tricky. You know, I mean, imagine if a patient goes to a doctor and that doctor says, no, I don't believe in birth control. You're not getting it. And then that patient is stuck. But I really want birth control. I need it. Where do I go? You know, so I think doctors should have the right to perform what they feel is morally, as long as it follows ethical guidelines, moral guidelines, that, you know, if they're uncomfortable with something, to refer out. That's what they should do. You know, and it's, but to force a doctor to perform an abortion, I don't know how that would work. You know, to force a doctor to put a child through gender transitioning when, you know, they feel that child might want to have reproductive choice later. As we know, some transgender individuals regret as adults, you know, not getting the education and the options because some of them want to have children. I don't blame them. So, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.